The Audiobook Wizard presents Illustrated Audiobooks, wonderful children's illustrated books brought to audio life by including rich audio description of the pictures for children who are blind, low vision, and all children. This podcast was made possible through the support of Linda Ray Shaw, author of the Clea the Caterpillar book series. This time, Alex and the Drummer. Alex is on the autism spectrum, and new routines are tricky and quite scary. The mother spies a large inflatable drummer who's striking his drum to bring customers to a cell phone store. She uses this drummer as an exciting part of Alex's new routine, and with the drummer's help, Alex is soon smiling on his way to school.
On the cover, on a busy street, in front of a store with Korean letters over the door, a bush in a planter stands on one side of the door. On the other side is a tall, inflatable man wearing a blue uniform with gold buttons and a tall red cap. He has a jolly pink face, brown hair, big brown eyes, and a curly moustache above his mouth. He holds a green drum and large drumsticks. A blonde boy in a blue shirt stands beside the drummer, smiling up at him. He wears headphones. In squiggly black letters, the title reads, Alex and the Drummer. People pass by the inflated drummer.
I've been playing my drum here for 2 years with no rest. Rain or shine, snow or heat, I keep drumming. I stand outside a store that sells phones. I'm quite important, you know, but people tend to forget.
On the other side of the street, a woman and man hold hands as they walk toward a store. Near him, a man walks a small dog, and farther down the sidewalk, a grey-haired lady leans on a cane.
They pass me quickly. Adults give me no more than a glance, if they notice me at all. Grandmas look for longer, often in surprise. Dogs pull tightly on leashes, hoping to get a closer look, but most often, I receive nothing. No one sees me playing so strongly, keeping a steady rhythm through night and day.
The sky is dark blue, and streetlights glow a warm yellow. The dark silhouettes of people stroll on the streets around the drummer, who is still standing in place with his drum. A black cat is curled up at his feet.
Then, one winter day, a car slowly drives by. A boy with yellow hair and headphones over his ears eagerly looks and points my way.
Mama, look! Drummer!
The driver, a woman with pink hair, speaks to the boy in the back seat. She gives him a warm smile and glances my way. They both see me.
A red car shines its headlights down the street as it passes the drummer.
Excited, I puff out my chest and pound my drum for him.
Bright colors of yellow and orange emanate from behind the smiling drummer, and notes fly through the air. Quarter notes that look like the letter D, whole notes that look like a donut, and half notes that look like a donut with a stick beside it. A treble clef looks like the big letter S.
A smile in the corner of my mouth, beneath my curled brown moustache. He claps and shakes his hands with joy as he waves goodbye. The next day I see him again, and the day after, a big smile and wave through a lowered window. One day, a small blue truck parks itself in the street, and a man unloads many materials in front of the store. My store. He creates a work surface and pulls out some construction tools. Then, without much thought on his part and too much thought on mine, he reaches out and pulls my plug from the wall. Unplugged.
The drummer's smile fades first, and his tall hat sags on one side. His head falls forward, so his hat touches the sidewalk.
Unbearably slow, and all too quickly, I deflate to the cool February pavement, a melted snowman of fabric. I watch as he uses my outlet to plug in a tool with a slithery black cord hanging from its end. After 2 years of standing tall, striking my drum with almost no notice or appreciation, the show is over.
He is bent over, staring at the sidewalk in front of his eyes.
I lay in silent disappointment, my heart and my hopes as dashed as my drum. Time passes, though how much I don't know. A few minutes? Hours? I'm unsure. Time loses meaning when you're so empty. The bustle of the small city hums around me. They seem fine without their drummer, fine without me. They don't notice my absence any more than they noticed me when I stood tall, playing for them.
People walk by. Cars proceed down the street.
Then, from a distance...
Oh no, Alex, the drummer is sleeping today.
The voice is anxious, worried. I listen as she tries to sound more cheerful.
That's okay, I'm sure he'll wake up soon.
She sounds brighter this time, but being an expert on sound, I can still hear her panic. Then another voice.
Dwama fall down.
I know this voice, the way he says his letter R. Could it be? My audience of one? Oh, my boy, I'm so sorry I've let you down. I try to lift my arms, to raise my sticks. I must play for him, but I can't do it. What will he say? My one fan, to see me like this. I'm so ashamed. Please don't look, Alex. Not now. Without thought or care for chewed bubblegum or dog-stained cement, he lays down next to me. With me. We stay for a moment, he and I, deflated. Lost from our routines on the unforgiving sidewalk, unsure how life could go on. I'm aware of the driver's voice speaking to the working man. She seems to be explaining something and laughing nervously.
The boy, Alex, lies on his back beside the drummer. The woman with the pink hair stands in front of the man in a hard hat and yellow vest as they talk.
Footsteps approach. And suddenly, a quick release of steady air raises my sight back to the street. I see three faces looking up at me. The construction man, grinning wide. The pink-haired driver with wet eyes and a laughing smile. And my fan, my Alex, jumping with his heart and squeezing his hands tight. The pink-haired woman weeps as she takes photos of me with Alex. Alex is so thrilled to finally meet his idol, and I'm always happy to take a photo with a fan.
The workman gives the camera a thumbs up. Alex holds onto the drummer's arm. They all smile.
This has been Alex and the Drummer, written by Laura Hales, narrated by David Alt. Audio description narrated by Lynn Gallagher and written by Bonnie Barlow from illustrations by Myra Sharif. This has been a production of Imagination Video Books at imaginationvideobooks.org.
Please join us again for our next illustrated audiobook with audio description of the pictures. Brought to you by ImaginationStorybooks.org. I'm Richard Riemann, the Audiobook Wizard. This podcast was made possible through the support of Linda Ray Schull, author of the Clea the Caterpillar book series.